top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, in the headlines. CCM President Washburn Coffey highlights the negative impact of the departure of Ross University and the attention of seven American tourists may have on potential U.S. investment in Dominica's economy. CARICOM have partnered and the Central American Agriculture Council have partnered to boost agriculture and trade relations with the Central American Integration System. And Hamas says no progress was made on ceasefire talks in Cairo on the Gaza war. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu set a timeline for an incursion into Rafah, the only haven left for displaced Palestinians within the enclave.
On Q95.
Details coming up next.
Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Washburn Coffey, president of the Concerned Citizens Movement, highlighted the adverse effects expected from the departure of the Ross University and the arrest of seven American and U.S. Dominica investment in the country's economy. He suggested that these events might even raise concerns about investment from China into Dominica. Coffey further stressed the importance for Dominican citizens to reflect on these developments and ask critical questions about their implications.
What we have been seeing in terms of what has happened to the seven Americans and what has happened to Ross University is that we are seeing some negative impacts on U.S. investment, and I must say, vis-a-vis Chinese investment in the Dominican in the economy. And we as the citizens of Dominica need to ask ourselves some very critical questions. And accordingly, we must remain very vigilant and we must respond accordingly as a citizenry. The Nitcliffe press statement on this scenario is welcome, and the government need to look otherwise. They need to come up with a public apology, a public statement as to what actually occurred, and if necessary, to provide some public apology to the seven Americans.
Coffey additionally remarked that despite being in power for over two decades, the DLP administration has not implemented any significant measures. Instead, they are now proposing the adoption of new strategies. He urged Dominican citizens to welcome the necessity of change.
This government, which has been administering these situations, They just come across the last 5 years. These guys have been there 20 years, and they're trying to suggest that they're going to come up with new vibes, new strategies. But what I need to say to the Dominican populace is that change is a must. Change is a must for us to get what we need in this country, to have proper policies with regards to the Chinese, with regards to the American. We need a change. The Dominican populace need to educate themselves about making a change to the situation that bestows at this point in time.
And that was Concerned Citizens Movement President Washburn Coffey. The benchmark index for world food commodity prices saw a 1.1% increase in March of 2024, marking its first rise in 7 months, according to the latest report from the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations released on Friday, April 5, 2024. The FAO Food Price Index, which monitors monthly changes in the international prices of globally traded food commodities, averaged 118.3 points in March, showing a 7.7% decrease compared to the same period last year. March saw a notable surge in the FAO Vegetable Oil Price Index, which rose by 8% from February, reaching one-year peak. This increase was driven by heightened quotations for palm, soy, sunflower, and rapeseed oils. Palm oil prices surged due to reduced outputs in key producing countries and a strong domestic demand in Southeast Asia, which soil oil rebounded from multiple year lows, supported by robust demand for the biofuel sector, notably in Brazil and the United States. Meanwhile, the FAO Dairy Price Index continued its upward trend for the sixth consecutive month, climbing by 2.9% from February, primarily led by escalating global prices of cheese and butter. Similarly, the FAO Meat Price Index witnessed a 1.7% increase from the previous month, with international prices of poultry, pig, and bovine meats on the rise. CEO of Dominica Air and Seaport Authority, DASPA, Benoit Badwell, announced a partnership with Global Lounge, an international executive lounge operator in numerous countries worldwide. As of June 2024, the executive lounge at the Douglas Charles Airport will undergo modifications and reorganization to offer additional services. Badwell also revealed plans to expand a departure lounge at the Douglas Charles Airport. He spoke on state-owned radio on Monday morning.
And so in terms of moving that, we are in fact looking at our existing capacity at Douglas Charles. That is important because we have to ensure that if we're going to increase the passenger throughput of the airport, that also the services in relation to the airport is also improved. And you would have heard that we signed a contract with Global Lounge, which is an international executive lounge firm that have locations all over in 42 countries. And they are in, hopefully by June of this year, and they are going to modify and reorganize the executive lounge. And so this is an added service that's coming, and they're coming because there is that potential of an increased service into Dominica. We're also looking at the expansion of the departure area itself to further accommodate the increased passenger movement that we expect. So all of those things are a direct result of the kind of discussions that we've been having.
Badwell also asserted that Dominica stands to gain from increased passenger traffic based on numerous discussions held on the project.
And the short-term benefits are going to come directly to Douglas Charles Airport. We have also, from the standpoint of cargo, where we've had interests developed by one of the cargo movers, that is going to help us because we'll be expanding to some extent the parking apron so that we can accommodate them, and they will be bringing increased loads to Dominica. So the emphasis here is that based on all of the discussions that we've been having, Dominica is going to benefit with increased passenger movement, positioning in terms of Dominica and in terms of where we are located. And we are centrally located in the Caribbean. And we were, in fact, looking and discussing how we can become an effective hub in relation to movement of persons north and south of Dominica. Because if you look to the south, Trinidad, and if you look upwards to the north, Puerto Rico, and those areas, you would find that Dominica is centrally located. And one of the things that we've seen beginning in terms of movement of persons, we've seen an increase in people transiting Dominica, and that is a good thing for us.
Benoit Badwell, CEO of the Dominica Air and Seaport Authority. For World Health Day, celebrated on April 7th for 2024, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, reiterated its commitment to the right to health for all people without discrimination of any kind. I quote, at PAHO, "We strive to fulfill this right to health by working with our member states to advance universal health for all, including for those populations living in situations of vulnerability," close quote, PAHO Director Dr. Jabas Barbosa said. World Health Day 2024 was celebrated under the theme My Health, My Right, and seek to promote the right of all people everywhere to access quality health services, education, information, safe drinking water, sanitation, clean air, good nutrition, quality housing, decent environmental and work conditions, adequate social protection and freedom from discrimination and more. In 1948, the WHO recognized health as a human right in its constitution. However, in the Americas, almost 40% of the population has unmet healthcare needs, a situation that is exacerbated in low-income countries and in the most impoverished and vulnerable communities. To ensure the right to health, Dr. Barbosa stressed the imperative to address the historical inequalities that prevent many from exercising the right, which were exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. I quote, socioeconomic conditions such as poverty and limited access to basic services expose people to a higher risk of disease, close quote, he said. He continued that financial, geographic, and cultural barriers also hinder access to care for some populations. PAHO recommends transforming health systems based on primary health care, a model centered on people and communities, which focuses on health, not disease. It also calls for addressing the social and environmental determinants that condition the health, well-being, and health equity of individuals and communities through intersectoral action. PAHO also wants member countries to increase investment in health to at least 6% of the GDP, investing 30% of these resources in the first level of care, and eliminating direct payments at the point of care. Reigning Miss WOB Tanisha Balsaw is receiving an outpouring of commendation for her performance as an extensive dancer and model at Blossom Dominica's fashion show. The event was held at the Realm in Roseau on April 6, 2024. CEO of Blossom Dominica, Kimara Matthew, told Q95 News that Balsaw performed exceptionally on Saturday.
Our first act was done by the reigning Miss WOB, that is Tanisha Balsaw, and Tanisha Balsaw represented a slave woman on the plantation, and she choreographed the experience in a beautiful, majestic way. She came with a big basket on her forehead with her yams. They were imaginary yams. But she came out, and she was really orchestrating the pain and the sorrow and the anguish that we lived as slaves. It was just phenomenal. It was epic. It was just amazing. I'm telling you, people were in tears. Persons were, the entire place was totally quiet. Like, you could hear a pin drop. Persons were so in sync with the production, with the performance of Tanisha, that, I mean, it was really spoken of even after the event. And our poet, Princeta Poet, oh my God, she was just amazing. She had two poems. She opened with a poem. She opened the first segment with a poem. And the poem depicts life as a slave, and she experienced what she experienced, and she really had every ounce of emotion into that presentation. And after the first segment, she closed it up with another poem that speaks of rising even after such an experience. It was just so intimate. It was really, 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 really emotional.
And that was Chief Executive Officer of Blossom Dominica, Kimara Matthew. Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy, Roland Royer, has revealed the reasons behind the need for reconstruction of the existing national abattoir, which was originally constructed in 2012. He said assessments revealed that total reconstruction of the abattoir is more cost-effective than undergoing repair works. He said there is a greater demand for supply, improved space and equipment requirement, the destructive force of Hurricane Maria in 2017, and operational challenges post-Hurricane Maria have made the endeavor a mandatory undertaking. Minister Royer spoke at the signing contract for the reconstruction of the National Abattoir at the Financial Center Conference Room on Monday. The construction firm Regional Contractors won the bid for this project at a tune of $5,400,133.03.
The National Abattoir, which was constructed in 2012, was battered by Hurricane Maria. And although repair works were done, we still encountered operational challenges. Several assessments were conducted, and it was recommended that the total construction of the poultry slaughterhouse and the rehabilitation of the pork slaughterhouse would be more cost-effective than the frequent repair works. In addition, there was a need to improve the food safety systems at the abattoir, which required more efficient layout and working space and new equipment in keeping with international best practices and standards. Currently, the activities at the abattoir are suspended to facilitate pre-construction works and the planned construction. The workers at the abattoir are reassigned to other activities within the ministry, and special arrangements are being finalized with the owner of a private abattoir to purchase the birds from farmers who would normally produce for the national abattoir. It also provides the ministry with the opportunity to build capacity of our local producers to do their own processing, and we will support them on the agribusiness component we launched sometime last week. The ministry received proposals from 7 firms during the procurement process. Of those 7 firms, Regional Contractors was the most competitive bidder, and as a result was awarded the contract in the sum of $5,004,133.03.
Agriculture, Fisheries, Blue and Green Economy Minister Roland Royer. In other news, the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the Central American Agricultural Council, CAC, has formalized a cooperation agreement aimed at enhancing agricultural development and strengthening trade ties between CARICOM and the Central American Integration System. Dr. Carla Barnett, CARICOM Secretary General, and Lauricia Rodriguez-Panamba, Executive Secretary of CAC, Seekers Agricultural Body, inked the agreement in March 2024 at the CARICOM Secretariat in Georgetown, Guyana. The accord, effective immediately, arises from the CARICOM SICA Plan of Action signed by foreign ministers of both regions in Belize on March 2, 2022. This agreement represents a significant advancement in the relationship between CARICOM and the CAC, aiming to promote initiatives that drive agricultural and rural development in SICA and CARICOM. Key areas covered by the agreement include climate-resilient, sustainable agriculture, food security, agricultural productivity, digitization in agriculture, and regional agricultural trade. It is anticipated that this agreement will facilitate tariff reduction, enhance infrastructure and logistics capabilities, foster public-private partnerships, strengthen sub-regional value chains, and boost food security in both regions. And Hamas spokesperson mentioned on Monday that talks in Cairo regarding a ceasefire in the Gaza conflict have shown no signs of progress. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that a timeline has been established for a potential incursion into Rafah, the remaining haven for displaced Palestinians within the enclave. Both Israel and Hamas dispatched delegations to Egypt on Sunday for negotiations, which included mediators from Qatar and Egypt, along with CIA Director William Burns.
No progress has been made the latest round of Gaza truce talks in Egypt, a Hamas official told Reuters on Monday, shortly after Egyptian sources said headway had been made on the agenda. The official, who asked not to be named, said, quote, "There is no change in the position of the occupation, and therefore there is nothing new in the Cairo talks." Israel and Hamas sent teams to Egypt on Sunday for another try at reaching a ceasefire in a deadly conflict that's now been going on for 6 months. US CIA Director William Burns arrived on Saturday, with Qatar and Egypt also in attendance. Early on Monday, the Egyptian Al Qahira News had reported that all parties involved had agreed on basic points. The state-affiliated TV channel said the Hamas and Qatar delegations will return within 2 days to agree on the terms of a final agreement. This comes after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressed again on Sunday his country would not agree to a ceasefire without the release of hostages. While Hamas repeated its demands, which include a permanent ceasefire, the full withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, and a return of displaced people. Netanyahu said that despite growing international pressure, Israel would not give in to extreme demands from Gaza's Islamist rulers. Western countries have voiced outrage over what they see as an unacceptably high Palestinian civilian death toll and humanitarian crisis in Gaza, resulting from Israel's campaign to destroy Hamas. Hamas killed 1,200 people in its rampage into southern Israel on October 7th, according to Israeli tallies. More than 33,100 Palestinians have been killed in the Israeli response, according to the health ministry in Gaza. Netanyahu faces domestic pressure too, with weekly demonstrations in Tel Aviv and now Jerusalem as well. Protesters are pushing the government to make a deal to save the remaining hostages taken in the bloody October 7th attack.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. CCM President Washburn Coffey highlights the negative impact of the departure of Ross University and the detention of seven American tourists may have on potential U.S. investment in Dominica's economy. CARICOM and the Central American Agriculture Council have partnered to boost agriculture and trade relations with the Central American Integration System. And Hamas says no progress was made on ceasefire talks in Cairo on the Gaza war. And Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu set a timeline for an incursion into Rafah, the only haven left for displaced Palestinians within the enclave.
Big Station.
I've been your presenter, Phyllis Environment.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and